This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The mercenary group leader who staged a short-lived rebellion against Russia is now exiled in Belarus as part of a deal to end the uprising, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Belarus's president, a key Vladimir Putin ally, says Wagner Group chief Yevgeny Prigozhin and some troops are welcome to stay for some time. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller calls that a mistake.
Everywhere that Wagner goes, death and destruction follows in their wake.
While Russia says it will not prosecute Prigozhin for the revolt,
никто ничего не украл.
Putin appeared to set the stage for charges against another Prigozhin-owned company, saying he hopes it did not steal from the $941 million earned from a government contract. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States will provide Kyiv with a new military package worth up to $500 million, the Pentagon said on Tuesday in a show of support for Ukraine's fight against Russia as Moscow deals with the aftermath of a mutiny by mercenary fighters.
This package includes key capabilities that will support Ukraine's counteroffensive operations, such as mine-clearing equipment, armored vehicles, and artillery rounds.
White House Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton. Pope Francis's peace envoy to Ukraine arrived in Moscow Tuesday for a visit just weeks after visiting Kyiv, according to the Vatican and media reports. It's the first trip to Moscow by a senior Vatican official since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. The Vatican said Tuesday, quote, the main purpose of the initiative is to encourage gestures of humanity. Find more on our website.